AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
These are entrepreneurs from around the globe. I think the estimate is there'll be 3,000 people from around the globe. These are entrepreneurs, investors, corporate leaders coming to Indiana to understand what the future of entrepreneurship looks like in nearly every segment of the economy.
Welcome to AgBioScience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinova CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to a special edition of AgBioScience as we look back on all the news that was AgBioScience in May 2025 here with Kayla Chittister. Kayla, hello.
Hello, Mitchell. How are you?
You know, I am well. May was a busy month, lots of headlines. We had the world's largest single-day sporting event just down the road. It has been a fast and incredible month of May.
Indeed, it has. We are good at going fast and turning left here in Indiana. Busy, 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 lots to get to.
Indeed, I would like to say right as confirmation, but then that's opposite of left, and so we won't. We have three big stories from May 2025. I think each of these we could spend hours on. We're going to do this quick. The first is Liberation Labs. Mark Warner, just on the podcast not that long ago, actually made this announcement on the podcast. We held it back until the event was the event. The announcement was the announcement. And that Liberation Labs, this is again, contract precision fermentation, announcing they have their first customer for their facility near Richmond, Indiana.
So Vivici, and we did have Mark on the podcast with us, gosh, a couple of weeks ago. Very excited for him to talk about it. And he really did put it in layman's terms for us, right? Like what Vivici does, dairy protein. And he's like very excited about the fact that this is their first customer because it's understandable and relatable to the consumer. But dairy protein going to be run through the Richmond facility. Just a really exciting time for Mark and the team at Liberation Labs.
So true. We've spent so much time over the last couple of years looking at this gap that exists in contract precision fermentation, food manufacturing at large. Mark has answered the call and has built this facility. It'll be open at the end of this year. And for those that look at this and say, boy, help me understand it, what they're creating, what Mark will create at Liberation Labs for Vivici is basically a water-soluble protein. And so you can add, think of whey protein, but it be completely water soluble. It has a similar attribute of protein that we would normally get from whey protein, but it actually turns out clear. I mean, pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. We'll link his episode in the show notes. It's a very interesting conversation, and we've talked a lot about Liberation Labs on this podcast, but what I found most notable about our conversation with Mark was just really taking that pharma playbook and saying,
yes,
this happens all the time in life sciences, and we're just applying it now to ag bioscience. And so we'll link his episode in the show notes, but a huge win for Liberation Labs and a big win for Indiana.
Absolutely. And a big driver of demand for corn, which is also good for all the things that are ag bioscience here across the Midwest and specifically here in Indiana. Let's move to story two. Big news in May, and that is the final countdown is on to Velocity.
Velocity indeed. Coming up June 18th, we will demo some of these solutions, actually quite a few of these solutions from the 42 teams that competed in the six-month accelerator. If you guys remember the Hunger Tech Innovation Challenge that Agrinovis has done over the last several years, the Producer-Led Innovation Challenge, we've taken those, extended the runway on them, made them a six-month accelerator, added a track for bioinnovation, and 42 teams have been competing over the last 6 months under Jeff Zients's leadership here at Agrinovis, and it's time to announce some winners.
It's so good. What I love about how we at Agrinovis, how this community tackles innovation, it's go to the customer. Understand the problem in food is health, understand the problem in farmer-led innovation, understand the problem in bioinnovation, define those things, and then challenge entrepreneurs to go solve them. Your point, 42 teams are working to solve the top problems in each of those three areas. We're going to give away three $25,000 checks. So $75,000 single day, we'll give it away, single biggest awards that we've ever had in the history of the organization.
And I think what's even more exciting for the people who obviously aren't going to be getting checks that day because they weren't part of the accelerator is you get to see technology in action. We've always done these sort of away from the public. And for the first time, these teams are going to be together under one roof and they will be demonstrated. And so we do hope you join us at the Indiana State Fairgrounds June 18th from 3 to 6 p.m. It's a free event. So agronovisindiana.com/velocity, register and join us. We'd love to have you.
Whether you're an investor, whether you're a corporate leader, whether you're a student, faculty member, this is a place that you need to be inspired, to be informed, and in some cases, to be enabled to take this technology and put it in field, put it on farm, put it in your operation, whatever it is. Velocity is going to be absolutely incredible. June 18th, Indiana State Fairgrounds.
Absolutely.
The last big story, and it too is right around the corner, the Global Entrepreneur Congress.
Isn't it so cool that this is happening? I don't know that we have really given this its due, but man, it's exciting.
It is. So Global Entrepreneur Congress happens every 2 years, if memory serves correctly. The last time this conference happened was in Melbourne, Australia. Had a chance to travel with the state down there. A delegation of folks went down to see what this GEC is, what it's called, Global Entrepreneur Congress, GEC, was all about. I will tell you, Kayla, I have goosebumps as we talk through this. I mean, these are entrepreneurs from around the globe. I think the estimate is there'll be 3,000 people from around the globe. These are entrepreneurs, investors, corporate leaders coming to Indiana to understand what the future of entrepreneurship looks like in nearly every segment of the economy. And it's happening here. This is the first time it's been back to the U.S. since it was founded in Kansas City decades ago.
Wasn't it like 2000?
Something. Yeah. It was early 2000s.
Yeah. And so you got the chance to go last year?
Year before, maybe? 23?
You ran a marathon.
I did.
Typical. But what a fantastic opportunity to get to see what has happened. Yes. And to know that Indiana is just world class when it comes to putting on events. And so knowing that IEDC is getting ready to take the baton and run with it. We're really excited to have people from all over the world come see what we do best here. So Global Entrepreneurship Congress. And let's be honest, Mark Cuban back in town. That's very exciting.
I know as a Hoosier, you get really, really excited anytime we talk about Mark Cuban. This is going to be a who's who, an all-star list of entrepreneurs. You have
Mr.
Kevin,
Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful. We have Mark Cuban coming. We have Corteva. We have Elanco. We have Lilly. We have leaders from across the globe coming here. And again, what I love so much, and it's so fun to see this, you'll be in a room where you'll be next to someone from a country that you may or may not have heard from. You'll be next to an investor. You'll be next to a corporate leader, and everybody focused on how do we accelerate innovation and how do we bring it from idea to action? This is going to be awesome. June 2nd through June 5th. And for those that are listening, we have a special opportunity to share.
We do have a promo code for people that goes until, just a couple of more days. I think it's May 31st is the deadline for the promo code. We'll put it in the show notes for you. If you do want to register, I think it gets you 25% off to get into GEC. And so just a few more days to get registered. We encourage you to come see the power of entrepreneurship on display.
And we get to host a panel. So if you get a chance to come, I believe our discussion's on Tuesday. Is that right? Tuesday or Wednesday, where we are going to look at, and this is so fun, where we're going to look at different approaches to big companies, big co's working with entrepreneurs. So one of the things that we're going to pull apart, and I think this is so powerful. If you're an entrepreneur, please listen to this because it's so good. There's not one size fits all here working with big companies. You have Corteva, who Dr. Tom Green is going to join us. Dr. Tom Green has been on this podcast. He leads Corteva Catalyst, their external innovation engine as part of R&D. Part venture capital, part external innovation, an amazing program. He's going to talk about how Corteva is using Corteva Catalyst to enable these young companies, where they're investing in or doing JVs with these young companies. And then we'll hear from Tim Beddington, strategy leader at Elanco, who they've taken a slightly different approach. And that is where, how do they identify an opportunity inside the company and then create a startup or accelerate a startup? We've seen it with Athian. We've seen it with Biomedit. They're doing some really, really interesting work at Elanco. And then we have an entrepreneur who he himself has gone through multiple iterations of working with big cos, working with small cos, he's going to join the panel. So we'll have three panelists talking about how big companies, small companies are working together to transform this ag bioscience economy. You know what's my favorite thing say? It's the only economy in the world that touches every person on the planet, and we're going to put it on main stage at GEC.
I'm very glad you were able to say that line on this particular episode.
It's so special to me.
Indeed.
It's so special in such a personal month for me and for you.
Absolutely.
Gosh, see, this is going to happen, Kayla. I'm already starting to get choked up. So this month, May, was also the month that I announced that this will be my last full month with Agrinovis. I'm departing the team after 5 years to go to IBJ Media and serve as their president. Really, really excited about the opportunity. Full circle moment for me. But this place, Ag Bioscience, has been home to me, to my career over the last, gosh, it's hard to believe, almost 10 years now.
Yeah.
First at Reynolds Farm Equipment, first non-family CEO, and here at Agrinovis. And Kayla, I cannot thank you personally enough. To all those listening, thank you for listening. What I'm leaving you with is one of the most capable, competent people on the planet. And I have enjoyed every day with you.
Thank you. It's been fun, Mitch. A lot of episodes of this podcast have been done here.
A lot of episodes of this podcast. None with tears in my eyes like there are right now, but thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, close this out because I'm going to end up choked up and it's not going to work.
It's okay. So everyone knows and understands what's going to happen with the podcast because I have gotten some emails about that. Ag Bioscience will, of course, continue. We are going to have a fun little transition summer. And so you'll see some friendly faces doing some hosting, probably including my own. Sorry in advance.
Oh, you'll be great. You will be great at it.
But we're going to have a fun summer. And Mitch will be on the podcast through June 30th. And so then we will go to our summer block party and go through a little bit of a hosting transition before we announce our next full-time host of Ag Bioscience. And so we will, of course, miss Mitch Frazier, who I think has logged several more hundreds is the number of episodes of Ag Bioscience. But that is the plan moving forward. And we always want to make sure our audience knows that because it's a Monday ritual and then some.
every Monday morning. Every Monday
Absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely. All right. Well,
that's it.
Are we going to carry it out the way we normally carry it out?
You know what, we can. So I can say something along the lines of, like, on behalf of the entire Agrinovis team, I'm Mitch Frazier, and she is
Kayla Chittister,
saying thanks for listening.
We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Thanks.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovisindiana.com.